program, but not about potentially putting some money into a police reserve to do with accommodation, and if I had a second or somewhere on the table, I might be prepared to put in a amendment to the budget. I do think, Carrie or Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, with your second motion of putting...
Yes.
Yeah.
Just amend this one.
And just as a question to Carrie, what was the amount?
Did you want to use 2017?
Well, that's the easy way to do it.
Figures, okay.
Yeah, what's 2017? So I haven't can't answer the motion yet, but we're going to have a motion to move our 2017 surplus into a general capital reserves. I was going to suggest that could go into a police accommodation reserve. I'm just asking the dollar amount.
So if you look on page 7 of the budget, there's a little box that recommends the distribution of the surplus, and we had already allocated $75,000 to the cleanup of the workshop and $50,000 to contingency, which leaves $191,450 just going to general capital.
Okay. And so if I was to just after make a change to this from general capital reserve to a police accommodation reserve, that would serve to move $191,000 into this reserve. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
So I already got a motion here moved by
me.
Steve? Okay. Well, your signature's as bad as mine. Would you be open to that or not?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Wait, just one question. I mean, I have no problem whatsoever supporting that, but down the road, I just want to make sure we do have the flexibility to sort of move that back over the
yes.
Set if we need
to. It's just a reserve. It's not a restrictive reserve in any way. Is it a DC fund that's different? It didn't specify for particular use, but with reserves.
Okay, any other discussion? So I already read a motion on the floor. I'm going to draw that and do that in a minute because to do that, I'm sure can get this. So I have a motion here that's moved by Steve, second by Randy. Be resolved that the 2017 surplus be placed into a police accommodation reserve. Any discussion?
So just to carry, because that implies that the other ones, the 75 is going in there and the other 20 is going there, right? So you guys are clear on that?
So it's the balance that's left that's going to general that you want to go to?
Yes. I didn't really say that. That motion didn't say the balance. So I didn't write the motion, so I just want to make sure it's clear, that's all. But I think you understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor? Here. And I'll bring this one back. Move by Randy, second by Steve. Here is all the treasurer directed to bring forth the bylaw to adopt the 2018 budget as amended through discussion and deliberations held November 13th, 20th, and 27th, 2017. Second by Steve, be resolved that the Treasurer be directed to bring forth the bylaw to adopt the 2018 budget as amended through discussion and deliberations held November 13th, 20th, 27th, and December 4th, 2017. Any further discussion? All in favor? It's carried. Steve, second by Randy, be resolved, council approves a payable listing dated December 4th, 2017, for payment as presented and circulated. Any discussion on bills and accounts? No questions, all in favor? It's carried. Randy, second by Steve, be resolved, leave be given for the reading and action file number 82-2017, and by confirmed certain proceedings, the council incorporates the town of Shelburne for greater council meeting held December 4th, 2017. Any discussion? All in favor? It's carried. By Randy, second by Steve, be resolved, we now adjourn to meet all mayor. All in favor?